One, this is my boo about how I joined Twitter. It's not really an incredibly exciting story. I signed up when there was the whole Charlie Sheen meltdown, but I didn't really get it. Had a bit of rubbish phone at the time, and hashtags didn't work, and I didn't really know what was going on. But then my two followers that I know from real life, I've pretty much blocked the rest because people don't need to see that. Ruby1Kenobi and Scribble75, they pretty much coached me through my early days, teaching me what things were, what these FF lists were, why I was getting tweeted lists of names that I didn't understand, and why those people were tweeting me back. I didn't get it. So they taught me Twitter, and I got a little bit addicted in the early stages, but just on my commute, it didn't really creep over until into my life a bit later on, when I got a few shout outs. So my first shout out, I got a follower called Scatterkeer, and he was my first random follower, and he offered me coffee, and I was like, I don't get it. It's Twitter. You can't offer me coffee. It's virtual. You're a geek. You're one of those internet weirdos, which clearly I'm now eating my words, given that I'm hugging people and giving them coffee and massages over Twitter and what have you, and generally acting like a tart. It was when I got two followers, the real Bitsy Mom and Sky Blue Bint. They're probably my two closest girls, and I love them very much. And quite frankly, I'm a bit jealous, so I don't like it when they're having fun with other people. So I try and be on Twitter as much as I can, just so I can make sure I'm involved, because I'm needy like that. I don't think there's that much else to say. I think it was through Real Bitsy Mum that I found Suits, which is what led me to all of you wonderful people. So that's the end of my Twitter journey for now. Take care.